Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. We've been speaking with Megan Marshall, Lane Miller, and Ted Hinckley about all the great entertainment that's going to go on at International Days. We've made it through Friday, and now we're getting started with Saturday. And kicking things off Saturday is Fiddle Express. Ted, what can you tell us about them?
Fiddle Express, the Beck family out of Boise, and they do all those fiddle competitions. One of their kids just like was runner up in one of those national. But they travel around together. I think it's a family. I think it's with mom and dad. I think there's six, so mom and dad and four kids, and they are legitimate competition fiddlers. They play hard. They play fast. They're a lot of fun, and I think Price will really enjoy Fiddle Express.
All right, and then we have a run, it looks like, on some local entertainment. The Banjara World Dancers that were here for the Renaissance Festival, correct? Am I correct in saying that?
That's right, yeah.
All right, so we've got them, we've got Raptor Martial Arts, and the dancers perform two or three times throughout the day. And then, of course, we have Linda's School of Dance. Megan, if you want to talk about each of those ones.
Yeah, the Banjara World Dancers, they're coming from all over the state. It's an amazing group that they've put together, and they're going to do three different performances throughout the day. Each one is a unique experience, and it's Middle Eastern dancing, they've got Bollywood dancing, and then they do
international again.
International, that's right. And then they're closing it out by doing an around the world dance performance. And so you'll get to see lots of different types of styles, and it's just amazing to watch these dancers do this. And then we've got the local Raptor Martial Arts program that's coming in. There's a lot of really talented kids that are going to be demonstrating everything that they've learned here locally, so you definitely don't want to miss that, as well as additional talented. We've got such a talented community. I just love it. We've got Linda's School of Dance that's coming in, and they're going to be doing a mix, trying to stay on theme as well. So that's a lot of fun to watch as well.
That's a lot. And then at 3 o'clock, Monkey Friday, the group alone needs a description and explanation, Ted.
All right. So Monkey Friday out of Provo. I think that you know, sometimes these bands, you know, there's like bands and then, you know, they like have babies. And I think these guys come out of some other bands. So they're kind of new, but I think if you come, people recognize some of the players. So these are seasoned musicians. You know, you're going to hear, you know, rock from the 70s into the 80s. And for sure a fun approach to music. I don't think they rock as hard as the first group on the Washington stage, but fun, and they're really good musicians. They're very polished, seasoned players, and I think they're really good entertainers.
And that starts at 3 until about 4 o'clock. Then at 4:15, we have the Banjara World Dancers again. Mm-hmm. You have our little fun thing that we're going to do, Number Please, the game show, and then A Night of Broadway, and that's Angela Murray. And we all know here locally what Angela Murray does and what she puts together.
That's a phenomenal show.
And absolutely, she only gets the best people in the area to sing with her. I'm just saying that.
Just saying.
I have no skin in the game.
I have no comment.
Super humble.
It's going to be good, though. Let's
say
that.
It will be. It will be, definitely. And then after that, Stone Company closes out the night. Ted, what can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so Stone Company, a duo out of Kanab, and John Stone, the leader, he's a fiddle, guitar, mandolin. He's a really great player, and they do some really fun kind of organic takes on popular songs. Byron, the percussionist. Okay, are you guys ready for this? Byron will be playing in a song a saw.
A saw?
He plays saw with a bow. And so,
yes.
Wow. So just get ready to see this band play. They're very organic, you know, the percussionist. He'll be playing. You'll look up there and he'll have some spoons, you know, that maybe he stole from the diner, you know, for 1 second. He's shaking goat pods and, you know, all these things, and then he'll get at his saw and play it with a bow. And they are one fun band, Stone Company out of Kanab, Utah.
And there you go, Lane. You were wondering what experimental back porch music is.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Anything that's available. And then, of course, we will knock out. Lane can't talk enough about it. We got to talk about the drone show.
The drone show.
And that will kind of take place of the fireworks this year.
Yes.
So let's talk about that for just a moment.
About 9:15, we're going to launch about 200 drones from the basketball court in Washington Park. And they have bright lights. It's all computer synchronized. We'll spell out words. We'll have things that look like fireworks. It's going to be fabulous. I saw one a couple weeks ago. It's really, really exciting. And it's brand new. Progressive communities only are doing this.
Well, that makes us progressive, I guess.
It does, yeah.
Have you guys heard there's a movie that they're writing right now, and it's about 200 drones that take over a city?
Hey.
I'm just saying. It's funny that you would mention that, because before we came on the air, we were talking about artificial intelligence, Ted. So it's out there, and it could happen, Lane. I'm just saying. It won't happen this time around.
Okay, good.
But you might want to attend just in case.
Yes, just in case. You may want to be there for that. And then after the drone show, we go back up to the Pioneer Park, correct?
That's right.
For Top Gun Maverick to kind of put International Days 2023 to bed. So lots of entertainment, lots of fun going on, and make sure you're just a part of it, really. So for more information on these things, you can check on Price City's Facebook page, the website, go to all those, the calendars, the schedule of events, they're all there. And just get ready to have a lot of fun. Ted, Lane, and Megan, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And now it's just a matter of wait. We just got to wait now.
Oh, we still have work to do.
Well, I know, but the rest of us can wait.
We're busy.
We're still bringing in new activities.
We got plenty of great things. Once again, all three of you, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Ted, thank you as well, sir.
We'll see you.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.